Bederech Hakdama, we're going to continue just for another 2-3 minutes this week. The special nature of the tefillahs during these weeks of Rav Loch Sheves, the Emek HaBocha, the special koyach of the Shabbos during these weeks, and particularly Shabbos Chazon that we're coming up to soon, the davke, these Shabboses, we have the greatest opportunity to achieve closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to experience Gaguim, longing for the Beis HaMikdash. The rest of the Torah here, the rest of this piece is going to be about the special koyach of tefillah during this time. And in general, what we can do to intensify our feelings of connection to Yerushalayim and experiencing that midah of being mishtatev, b'tzar in shel Yisrael, b'tzar osin shel Yisrael, to take part in the suffering, not chalila that we should suffer, but to empathize and to connect to the Jewish people in that tzara, and in doing so, to be able to come into Tisha B'Av, being able to be mekayim this mitzvah of Avelus in its proper way. So on page Tezayin, so let's try to learn. Let's go. V'dibarnu, on top is just the, it's sort of telling you what, telling us what we're going to be doing. Let's start. V'dibarnu b'ez Hashem esbach b'shavu shavar arbi yisaydis v'agam shakol hadavar m'yidum v'pshutim v'olari ha'ikr hu ha'chazor k'may shakosuv me'amori naim v'od harbi tzadikim. Even though what I'm going to say, it's not complicated, it's obvious, but even the things that are most obvious require continuous chazor. U'befrat b'sim shalahelig hazman, especially at the end of this period of time, the 3 weeks, shaben ha'mitzar. Ha'yisod ha'rishon. These are the yisodis. Again, the main piece is going to be on the subject of tefillah and avelus, but there are a number of yisodis that are necessary in order for us to be able to even come to this point of being able to experience the avelus of Yerushalayim. Ha'yisod ha'rishon, the first yisod, who should tzarech lachzor or l'shanin es gadol chashivas yamim elu, shem ha'sheirish l'chol ha'yamim tovim. First, the Jew has to recognize, to appreciate the chashivas of the 3 weeks, which according to the Mekubalim, these 3 weeks, these 21 days, are the sherish, are the root of all the Yomim Tovim. Sherish al-achof alef yom, shem Rosh Hashanah, ad shemini atzeres, the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until shemini atzeres, the 21 days of Yontif. Va'apnimiyiz sheyomim elu, hu, shekshiyovu Mashiach zeya Yontif agadol b'yoser. We know that when Mashiach comes, the 3 weeks are going to be the greatest days of Yontiv. But in the meantime, in Golas, these days are enclosed, they're concealed beneath the garments, the levushim, the external garments of Chorban of destruction. As we draw closer to the days of Mashiach, these days, as we get closer to the time that the truth of these days, the inner essence of these days is going to be revealed, Mitzvah of Mashiach, as we draw closer, so what's happening is that we feel more and more we're able to tap into the koiches of these days. Next week we're reading about the 42 journeys, the 42 masos of the Jewish people throughout the desert. We had to go through 42 masos to get to Eretz Yisrael. So, therefore, there are 21 days and 21 nights of the 3 weeks, which add up to 42. That somehow these 21 days and 21 nights, which equal somehow the 42 masos of the Jewish people, those journeys that we took throughout the desert, which means throughout all the years of our exile, that Hashem prepares during these days, l'kol yachid v'yachid es chelka b'leidus Mashiach. We're going to talk more about this. That every Jew has a responsibility to bring out a certain part, a certain piece of that presence of Mashiach in this world. U'ba'orish l'Mashiach, the light of Mashiach, b'beis ha'mikdash, and the beis ha'mikdash. Ki chol yoyim, b'chol layla, mehayomim ha'elu, yesh lo sakoach shalom. Every single day and night of the 21 days has a specific korach, v'askula shalo, b'frat b'sim, particularly at the end of the 3 weeks, b'chitum shal hayom makadoshim ha'elu, at the conclusion, the seal, the completion of the 3 weeks, meaning Shabbos Chazon and Tisha B'Av, shakol holech achar achitum, as we learned last week, that the seal, the completion, is the essence, and at that time of the end, mis'asif ha'korach v'achshivas, v'ashpos v'hakadushas v'ayrish shal hayom ba'ifin chazak v'gavam ha'ayit, that the conclusion of any period of time, just like at the end of the Yontiv, the Nilas HaChag, the end of Shabbos, the holiest time of Shabbos, the Shalosh Shudas, and so too Yom Kippur is Ne'ilah. The end is when all the kaychas, all the light and all the energy of the Yontiv gathers for us. So too Shmi Yetzeres Simchas Torah, that all the kaychas of the Yom Tovim gather at the end. Therefore, a Jew has to first realize that these are special days, that the 21 days are not stam. What they've become in America, obviously, are 21 days of inconvenience. And 21 days we wish we could get rid of. We all wish we could transform these days into days of Simcha. But the general feeling is, how can I get by? What could I do to get, I'm sure that they'll come out with some new, special tapes for Tisha B'Av, avoiding any shilas. So we could have music on Tisha B'Av, and we can have music during the entire 3 weeks. And everything is to find a way out of sensing and feeling how special these days are. The point is, and we're going to learn, that when a Jew realizes how special these days are, that doesn't break him, he doesn't become broken or depressed. Adrava, as I mentioned last week in the story, which we're going to understand mitzvah over time, that there's a mitzvah to be misabel, there's a mitzvah to mourn, and that mitzvah can be done with great joy. Joy doesn't mean ra-ra-ra, doesn't mean happiness, but it means, as we explain, that Tisha B'Av is called a moed, it's called a yontif, and the greatest joy that a Jew can have is when he encounters Hashem, when he feels a closeness to Hashem. There's sometimes that we feel closeness through happy things, and there's sometimes we feel closeness through tragedy, but there's a feeling of closeness that we can have during this time if we take advantage. And therefore, the first yisod is that we recognize how important these days are. Hayisod hashenihu, mashakosuv meharebi rebeli melech meharabshut sarov meachsam soifer v'od habet tzadikim. Umrumas kama pamim b'chazal kadoshim. Shakol yachid yesh lo eschelko b'veis hamikdash. Now we like to tell this to children, and whether we believe, many of the things that we tell children, we don't think about ourselves. We've told our children probably over the years many, many times that by doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, by doing these things, they're contributing to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That the child is contributing to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and we think that's a very charming way to get the kid to daven, right? Or to get the kid to wash neglevasa. But the emes is that that's absolutely true. That every single Jew has a responsibility in his life, based upon the sherish, the root of his or her soul, to fix, to repair something that is destroyed, has been destroyed of the Beis HaMikdash, and of that coma, that reality that's called Mashiach Tzidkenu. That's why the Mor Einayim explains in this parasha, and in a number of places, the Chernobyl explains in many places, that in every Jew there's a nitzos, there's a spark of Mashiach, and that Jew has the responsibility in his life to activate, to realize, to bring out in his life that presence, that reality of Mashiach, of Geula within him. We're on page Tezayin. So, the second column. So this Yesod from the Tzadikim is mentioned many times and hinted to in Chazal in many places, that every Yochid, every individual Jew, Yesh Le Eschelke B'Veis HaMikdash, Ve'Eschelke B'Mashiach, this is a serious matter. This is not just some sort of a nice concept or a melitza. It's the truth that every one of us has a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash to build, to repair. The neshama of Mashiach means that Jew who contains within him all the neshamas of the Jewish people. Therefore, each and every Jew is a part of Mashiach, has a piece of Mashiach. The kolechad boyne is chelko b'Mashiach, and every Jew has to build his portion, his chelik. And particularly at this time of the year, during the 3 weeks, and Tisha B'Av, a Jew is empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he receives additional koach to build that chelik, his own chelik in Mashiach. As it says, Uvnei osa b'karov b'yameinu b'inyan olam. This is how the Rav Shitzur explains. B'karov b'yameinu, how would the Beis HaMikdash be built? B'yameinu, with our days. Meaning that with the days of our lives, depending upon what we do during those days, we ourselves will either build or chalila, destroy the Beis HaMikdash, or allow it to remain in ruins. The Gemara says that any generation that doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if it's destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So the question, every single time we say, B'mheira b'yameinu, it doesn't just mean quickly, may Mashiach come quickly in our days, it means quickly as a result of our days, because of our days, b'yameinu. As you know that the letter Beis, the Gemara says, can also mean b'shvil, or biglal. Because of our days. That's the ikkar. It's not just some empty wish that Mashiach should come. It means b'mheira b'yameinu, depending upon how we spend our days, and particularly these days of the 3 weeks. Binyan olam. We can build that Mashiach and Beis HaMikdash that will last forever. Shekol yochid v'yochid b'yamim shalo, each Jew with the days of his life. V'yidei ha'avayda shekol yom v'yom shalo. Hu boine es chelka b'beis ha'mikdash. He's building his chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. V'es chelka b'klei ha'mikdash. And his chelik in the klei ha'mikdash. That's why after the Chet Ha'Egel, I say everything in English here too, because there are people that listen to the tape that obviously don't understand everything. I know that you all know what the Chet Ha'Egel is. So after the Chet Ha'Egel, the sin of the golden calf, so the Jewish people b'chlal felt completely and totally cut off from Hashem. And the Medrash describes this in a number of places, that Bnei Yisrael felt that there was no hope that Hashem Yisbarach would ever seek to have any connection to them. And at that time, the Medrash brings the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Pischili Achaisi Rayosi, that Adrabe, that Hashem called out to the Jewish people, Pischili Achaisi Rayosi Tamosi, that Hashem Yisbarach said, I'm asking you to open up a place for me. And that's when Hashem called out the mitzvah of building the Mikdash, of building the Mishkan, right? Of building the Mishkan, which the return of the Anani HaKovet, as the Vilna Gaon says, took place on Sukkot, is what we're celebrating on Sukkot, that revelation of Hashem's love to us at a time when we thought, forget it, it's not even Shaykh, he hates us, all is lost. So at that point, the mitzvah went out, as you recall, the mitzvah went out that the Jewish people should gather the Kesef, the Zov, and the Choshes, they should gather together their silver and their gold and their copper and so on, in order to contribute to the building of the Mishkan and to the creation of the clay HaMishkan, the Kelim of the Mishkan. So the Tzaddikim explained that the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman Breslov and Rabbi Nosson Breslov and other Tzaddikim explained that when Hashem called upon the Jewish people to bring their contributions, what he was saying in effect is that there are certain Jews that they're called Jews that are Zahav, there are gold. Golden Ayidin. That's a certain type of a Jew. And there's Kesef, there's Nechoshes, there are different types of Jews. And the Tchelis, the Agomen, and so on. Meaning that the way that the Mishkan is built is through the Avoida of the Jewish people. And the Tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman says, and Rabbi Nosson explains, that the Tzaddik is able to see what each Jew has to contribute to the building of that Koyma that's called Mashiach, that's called the Beis HaMikdash. It used to be, the Vilna Gaon says in his commentary in Mishlei, that it used to be when they were Nevi'im and you wanted to know the root of your neshama, you would go to the Navi and the Navi would tell you, this is who you are, this is the root of your neshama, and this is, you have to of course mekayim all Torah mitzvahs, but this in particular is something that you must focus on because this is your chelek in Yerushalayim. This is your chelek in the Beis HaMikdash in Mashiach. And the Navi would, the Vilna Gaon says, the Navi would tell that person his chelek in particular in Avodas Hashem, which he needs to do in particular to be mesaken his kaima, his existence and his purpose of being in this world. We don't have that anymore. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told the Jews to come, there were Jews that he knew, this one is for Keset, this one's Zahav, this one's Nechoshes, this one's Tchelis, this one's Agamon, this one's for this clay HaMishkan, this one's for this curtain, for this beam. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand the connection between each and every Jew and that chelik of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash. Nowadays, we have no shaykhis to such a thing, to know specifically, what am I working on with my life? What part of Yerushalayim of Eretz Yisrael am I working on? We don't know. But the Tzaddikim explained that when you judge a Jew in a favorable way, and you try to find the good in him, that Nakuda Tayva, which the Chidushim says, that every Jew has a certain chain, a certain sweetness, and a certain charm in Hashem's eyes, and the Klal Gadol Chidushim says is that it's not what he thinks it is. Like every Jew has something that the Baruch Shalom sees as being most important in that person's life, and it's not what you think it is, right? So a person might be a gabbai in the shul, he thinks this must be it, that I'm the gabbai, and the other one thinks that it must be, if anybody's crazy enough to think that that's it. Or this person might think it's because, you know, I help every year with Yad Eliezer, that's gewaldig, that's all unbelievable. But the Chiddushim said it's not what you think it is. It's davke in an area where you think, I'm lo yitzlach, I'm not good in this, and you try, you make your shtadlus, but you have a certain chelik in this world that your tikkun is connected to, and that's b'mheira b'yameinu, that's how you build the Beis HaMikdash, and that's exactly what we're telling our children. It's really true that each and every one of us, we are building the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what's found in the Svarim HaKadoshim. He says chelka b'klei HaMikdash, there's chelka b'helig avaydis in the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, she'avdu b'Beis HaMikdash u'b'shamayim roshim l'kol yeled in shamayim, it is engraved, it is written and inscribed, every Jewish child, L'kol bocher, every bocher, l'kol avrech, l'kol Yehudi, every Jew. Ba'ifin miyuchad, kama kaiches yochel liskais lakabel biyamim elu. Every Jew, it's written down. For each Jew, during these 3 weeks, which in particular, we're focusing on rebuilding Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, it's written in exactly, it says in the Sefer HaKadoshim, the kaiches that you're going to be given during this time, b'shvil kol hashana, to be able through the entire year, to work on what? On building the Beis HaMikdash. Since this is the time of the rebuilding of the Mikdash, those kaiches we receive at this time of the year. The kaiches to do what? To be mesakin our chelik in Mashiach and our chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. Shal yodam yuchal livnas is chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. Ritzayin Hashem is baruch shenigash leze mit ritzayin atzum. Vishtayik kuz nefloh vitzimayin odir. That we should have a great cheshek and a great longing to, and we should approach this day, these days with excitement. Mitaychis lavas eish kaidish. To be able to have kaychus for the entire year. Now, he didn't explain yet. What exactly should we be so excited about? What should we be thinking about during this time? That's going to be the entire Torah here. But we have to. First of all, he says, we have to try to break past this thing. Since we're children, whenever it comes to there are certain days of the year, we feel, oh no, here they come, right? So we become conditioned to dread certain times. The 3 weeks is a time that we dread. Then it gets more intense than the 9 days. And the further one, you know, the further one is from Fleishig, is the more dread there is, right? And the feeling of I wish I could be patted up from this. And then there are different kuvas of the year, whether it's if a person's mindset, for instance, if a person comes to the Yom Nerayim, if a person comes to Yom Kippur is the most wonderful, the most exciting, the most exhilarating time of the year. It can be the greatest opportunity of the year to experience truth and to experience closeness to Hashem. But if you think about it, if your way of approaching Yom Kippur is very, very shitchizdik, it's very superficial, then all it is oyvei. You know, it's standing in shul all day, and it's all the extra stuff, and that's why you find out there's also everybody patting themselves up with slichus to try to figure out a hechatimtze, you know. If it were possible to go without slichus, you know, and everybody's thanking the Baruch Shalom, not a Sfaradi, right? Sfaradim say the whole Elul. They say slichus the whole Elul, right? So they say the exact same slichus every day. The same slichus every day. So, but they have beautiful negunim. And if you ever, they have different, but they have beautiful negunim. I dafka like by my students, I go, even though Elul, I don't have a minig disagree, but I like to go and to listen to the heavens. And it's also not hard. Their slichus, our slichus, you know, the piyutim are impossible to figure out. But the Sfadish slichus are straightforward, beautiful, clear, in simple Hebrew, and they have nigunim that are just, I never heard such beautiful nigunim that they have slichus time. So people are also finding ways when they say slichus at night. You know, and to, I'm tired. And, okay, all these hechatims, I'm not saying that Jews shouldn't be able to rest and so on, but these are all the result of coming to the Yom Nerayim with this feeling of, uh-oh, and what do I do to get by this as painlessly as possible? So if someone tells you, Yom Kippur, we had an hour break, we had an hour and a quarter, so the next year the attendance is up, you know, another 50 people. So this whole way of thinking is because we have such a silly and immature mindset. Same thing when it comes to the 3 weeks. What he's going to explain, what we're beginning to understand, is that Adrabah, the 3 weeks are a time of unbelievable opportunity where we're giving new kaiches to build our chelik in Beis HaMikdash. We're going to learn what that means to build a chelik in Yerushalayim. We have to see what that means. So every one of us, we're going to open the newspaper every day and scream and yell about the Arabs. And what can we do? What can we do? We feel so far away. So here, the Torah is telling us, Chazal is telling us that we have 3 weeks in particular, that through our tefillahs, through our davening, and through our avodah, that we can do something to bring this matzev to a wonderful conclusion. If you look at the Mesil Sharma Perek Yud Tes, it's Kedai. So the Ramchal writes in the 19th Perek of Mesil Sharma, he says, no, you think, a person thinks, what's the tachlis? I'm going to daven for the building, I'm davening for the Binyan Yerushalayim and for Kibbutz Golias. The Ramchal writes over there, as if what? That Miponai, he says that because of me, what, we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash any faster? Because of me, there's going to be an end to Yiddish Tzaris. Because of me, there's going to be, Yerushalayim is going to be redeemed because of me. So the Ramchal writes in Perek Yud Tes that you should never think such a thing. Adarav, a Jew has to know that Bishvili Nevi'olam, that the world was created for you alone, as it says in Sanhedrin, it was created for you alone. And it's kedai, that you alone can bring this about, and that you alone, through your tefillahs, and every single tefillah of every Jew that was ever uttered, I'm going to talk about this in Mitzvah a lot more over the next couple of weeks, that every single tefillah contributes to the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the Tikkun of Yerushalayim, and all the avodah in particular during these 3 weeks are building that chelik of Yerushalayim. Hayisayd ha-shlishi, who sheyesh kama avodas eich ev shalivnais is chalkein v'Beis HaMikdash. Okay, there are a number of avodas we were told in particular by the tzaddikim, that these avodas specifically are connected to the building of each individual Jew's chelik in the Beis HaMikdash. The dibarna b'zai Hashem is baruch mishnei avodas. And we've spoken about two avodas. Echad, avodas tikkun hamidas. We're not going to talk about that right now. The tikkun of one's midas. And two, havaydilas chazik lahargish es ahavas Hashem esanu. In particular, during this time of the year, we have to try to remember the ahava, the love that the Baruch Shalom has for each and every Jew. Because why? When did Golus begin? Golus began, that was the first Tisha B'Av, right? Because the Meraglim, the spies, came back on Tisha B'Av. And they said, oh, it's not good. And everybody started to scream out, B'Sinis Hashem, you know why God took us here to the desert? Because he hates us, he despises us. So the beginning of Golus, the beginning of exile, back then, because the Baruch Shalom said, you cried for nothing, now you're going to cry forever. And Tisha B'Av became a day of crying. Till Mashiach is a day of crying. So where did the crying begin? The crying began then and still is when a Jew feels that the Baruch Shalom hates him. When a Jew feels that the Baruch Shalom hates him. If you feel that Hashem despises you, then how could you begin? How could you even begin to work on your chelik? You can't even begin. It's the same thing. Many children grow up, and I've spoken about this at length in Yonim of Chinuch, but many children grow up feeling that they might have heard it from a Rebbe because of something that they once did, that they might feel that the Baruch Shalom despises them, that the Baruch Shalom hates them, that Hashem hates them. I had a Maisa once with my daughter was in a certain class, and I told my children when they're little that, you know, you have to ask permission to go to the bathroom, but if you really have to go, you know, you go. Because there was a certain teacher that had this rule that no one's allowed to go during class. These are 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. I'm not quite sure I understood what the svar was. I thought it was cruel. So I said, listen, you know, unless you really have to, which I thought, you know, try, but if you have to, I said, then you just, with Derech Harris, excuse yourself and go. So there was a mice with my little one, and she only told this to us a while later. And she, when she said she was crying, she said that she didn't know what to do, and she raised her hand, and she asked, Mara, could I go to the bathroom? And she said, no, you should have gone before, or you can go after. And, you know, so she just was trying, and then she felt that she was going to explode. And she just got up, and she said, please, and she ran out. And she tripped on the way out. She fell down, and the teacher says, that's a midah keneged midah. That's what Hashem did to you. And she's lying there on the floor, while she was making on the floor. This is what Hashem did to you. And if she wouldn't have told this to us, so Baruch Hashem, you know, a few days later, it wasn't even a long time later, she was crying about the whole thing. So a child who feels, you know, and they take it very seriously. You and I might have stopped listening to rabbi speeches a long time ago. You know, midah keneged midah, and it's just, you know, it's time for Musaf, midah keneged midah. So you're thinking the rabbi's going to suffer for keeping me waiting. He's going to have midah keneged midah, right? So yeah, you know, so we already give it. But children, a child takes it very seriously. Midah keneged midah, when they hear it, they take it very seriously. And so the Jewish people are children, and we grew up hearing B'sinas Hashem Aysanu. When a Jew who feels that the Baruch Shalom hates me, Bechlal doesn't want to be an Eved Hashem. Just like if a child feels that my parents hate me, he has no cheshik to be a good child. He loses his cheshik for everything. If he feels that his mother or his father hate him, and if a Jew feels that the Baruch Shalom hates us, same thing. So when did Golus begin? That was the first Tisha B'Av, when the Meraglim came back, and we said B'sinas Hashem Aysanu. You see Hashem hates us. You see he hates us. That was the beginning of Golus, and it's the beginning of everybody's Golus. The moment that a person feels that he's despised, then he goes into Golus. Whatever that Golus is, it could be a husband or wife. A wife feels that she's despised. A husband feels that he's despised. That's Golus. Golus means that you feel like you don't belong here. It's not your place. Therefore, the ikur of this time is to focus on what? That the Baruch Shalom loves in an infinite way each and every one of us, with all of our shortcomings, even though we have to go to the bathroom sometimes, with all of our faults and all of our mistakes, the Baruch Shalom still loves us. So when a person thinks about that, that's what he writes over here. Since the beginning of Golus was this thought that what Hashem Yisbarach hates Michalila, that's the beginning of Golus, that's the first Tisha B'Av. So it must be that the Tikkun can begin only with what? With this realization that Bahavis Hashem Yisanu, that the Baruch Shalom loves each and every Jew. Right? In this Indian that they're mamish burning by Aram Binyanza. That's why I mentioned many times in Shiurim, that's why by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he said that a person that in the davening, Ahavas Olam, before Kriya Shema, or Ahava Rabba, whatever your nusach is, that you should, that the Baal Shem Tov said that if you say Ahavas Olam with Kavana and you say it long, to stretch it out, it'll shorten the length of our galus. It'll bring Mashiach faster. So why is it the bracha before Kriya Shema? Why dafka that bracha? The Baal Shem HaKadosh said that if you say that, you think about it and you stretch it out, it'll make the gula faster and the golas shorter. So we understand. Since the whole Indian of golas is this feeling of besinus Hashem, that the Baruch Shalom hates me because I did this avei or that avei or whatever, so the Baruch Shalom hates me. So the tikkun is what? Ahavas Olam Haftanu Hashem Elokeinu. Ahavas Olam means no matter what you've done. There's the Rebbe Uwe said, we say in the davening, right? Hashem. So the translation of Hashem has lifted us above all languages, which means above all nations. But the Rebbe Uwe Strelitzke said, that Hashem loves us, He lifts us up, there's no lashon that Hashem could find. Even Hashem's book couldn't find a lashon in Tanakh to describe His love for us. Mikol Hashainis. Like when you see a child and you love the child so deeply and you can't find the right lashon, so the Rebbe Rabburi said, can you imagine the Baruch Shalom says, "Rebbe Ramtanu mikol l'shaynis." I don't even have a lashon that I can tell you how much I love you. There's no such lashon that exists how the Baruch Shalom loves a Jew. A child who feels loved wants to do his job. It's plain and pashut. You know that with the child. The child who feels good, if you show the kid that you love him, even with a small thing. And you give something a little prize, so then you'll find that the child's able to work. The child's happy to work to do something. So too, if a Jew feels that he's loved by the Baruch Shalom, then that helps him to get to work. With his avoda, with the Beis Hamikdash, kshechayzum mishanim latzmenu, ahava rabba avtanu. We think of this ahava rabba that the Baruch Shalom loves us after. Shakadosh Baruch Hu ayiv eson ma'ay. Without that, we can't come to Kriya Shema. How could I love Hashem? How could I say Vahatas Hashem Lokech if I feel that He doesn't love me? If I feel that I'm not loved, I can't love in return. So you have people screaming, love the Baruch Shalom, love the Baruch Shalom. But these are people who from the time that their children might be broken and feel that Hashem hates them. So you want me to love someone who hates me? It's gaitnish. It doesn't work like that in life. You can't love someone if you feel that person hates you, so you can't love Hashem if you feel that He hates you. Therefore, before you could say, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, you have to go through what? Ahavas Olam Haftanu, Hashem Elokeinu. You have to realize that the Baruch Shalom loves you. And this is the same way, before Shimon Esrei, what do you say? Al Zayish Shibchu Ahuvim. And as a result of Al Zayish Shibchu Ahuvim, V'roimim Ulokel, then you could daven Shimon Esrei. When you realize that you are Ahuv, even the Malachim can't sing to the Baruch Shalom, only after it says, Kulam Ahuvim. Then they could say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Right? But if a Malach doesn't feel, if a Malach feels neglected, he also can't say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So what do you want from a human being? A human being, Zichu, can say Kaddish, Kaddish if he doesn't feel that he's Ahuv, that he's loved. So he says, Shakash Bocha, Oyvason, Oy. Yeshu says, Akarach, Lakarva, Lahamshech, is Mashiach, is Binin Habayish, Shaolav Nemer, Eini, Vilibi, Sham Kalayamim. It says about the basic Mikdash, my heart, my eyes are there forever. Call it next page. Call it Skarvis Akadosha Shabashanti Besaychem. Because where is the place in this world where a Jew feels most loved? And that's why, of course, we're not misablim of it. We don't mourn the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. We don't understand what it meant for us. We don't understand what it means. A person you know, drives up to Yerushalayim, it says Bruchim Aboim. It's very, very nice. And Teddy Kollek built up the city. It's beautiful. And you have parks and you have museums. And you're able to go to Davin by the Kaisel, so you know, it's okay. Looks okay to me. If a person doesn't realize what's missing, the ik of the Beis Hamikdash, which was symbolized by what we spoke about last week, that the Kruvim were facing each other, and the Kruvim at the time the Kruvim were embracing each other, the ik of the Beis Hamikdash is the place where a Jewish person was able to recognize more than any other place in the world that he is loved, that the Baruch Shalom has a special connection to a Jew. And since then, we don't know that. We think about it, we hear about it, we read about it, we learn about it. But there we saw it mamish with our eyes. We saw it mamish with our eyes. Ruchi baschem lifnei amalkam. And the curtain was pulled aside for the Jewish people to see such a thing. That the Baruch Shem loves each and every Jew. And that's the place of the Mikdash is the place of a Shechanti B'Soichem, where the Shechina dwells in each and every Jew. For also the Mikdash is Shechanti B'Soichem, that he dwells in each and every Jew. B'Soich Kelechet V'Echad doesn't only mean inside the Tzaddikim, doesn't only mean inside the Gedolim. B'Soich Kelechet V'Echad, as it says, B'Shechanti B'Soicham. And the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, means B'Soich Kelechet V'Echad Mi'Yisrael, each and every Jew. When a person realizes this, then he becomes engaged in this avoid of what? Tzipisli Yeshua. Did you long for salvation? So you know the Gemara says that Chazal tell us that when it comes time when a person leaves this world, so he's asked that question, Tzipisli Yeshua. Were you somebody that was longing for salvation? And we can't say yeah. Because that shows up in every single day of our lives. Tzipisli Yeshua. It's a question of how do you daven. It's a question of how do you learn. It's a question of how do you put on tefillin. How do you keep Shabbos? Were you the kind of a person that was among those who were mitzapim li Yeshua? If you were among those who were mitzapim Yeshua, it means that you felt the urgency of Hashem's love for you and the urgency of building your chelik in the Beis Hamikdash, and you served Hashem with enthusiasm, with joy. All of his life. Chazal speak about this so many times. That when a person is 120, this is the question that he's asked. Tzipisli Yeshua, were you among those who were longing for the building of the Beis Hamikdash? And it doesn't only mean in Yerushalayim, it means within yourself. For that closeness that used to be, that the Jewish people used to have with Hashem. Did you want that again? Were you longing for that? Were you hoping for that in your life? To be once again the kind of a person in whom the Shechina can dwell. Did you want that? And during these days of the 21 days, Hashem Yisbarach is Mashpia. Hashem Yisbarach infuses us with additional kaiches to be able to raise ourselves up to this avaydah, Tzipis li Yeshua. Hayisayde revi'ihu. Mashakosu b'chazal ha-kadoshim b'tzadikim, makdushas levi, or ha-meyer, v'oid harbi tzadikim. Shema shi'esh li Yehudi shaychesim b'tzipi li Yeshua. What does a Jew have, a shaychus, a connection to this tzipis li Yeshua, to longing and waiting for salvation? What's the shaychus? Va'avayda shal chizik binyan abayis, and this avayda that we're talking about, of binyan abayis, ein arak la'asalav, al-kvar hayayim, humam shachal atzma sa'or va'kedusha shenishba v'vesa mikdash. The Kedushas Levi in particular, I mentioned this last week, that the Kedushas Levi said that on Shabbos Chazayin Hashem shows each Jew the third Beis HaMikdash. So anybody you know hears that. So what's the, and I've been through already, you know, 43, 44 Shabbos Chazayins. I don't remember seeing anything, you know. So what does that mean? So he's explaining that during this time of the year, even now, as it says in the Lashon of Chazal, he brings here in a second. He says Kumeish Kasu. As it says in the Gemara, "Kol Misabel Al Yushalayim Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa." Zoicha V'Roya. Whoever mourns of Yushalayim is Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa. And Tanis is B'Nechmasa in the Nechaba. Now, it doesn't say just when Mashiach will come, you'll see it. There are many, many Jews who already left this world. Millions and millions of Jews left this world, and they didn't see the third Beis Hamikdash. They weren't Zoicha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa means that Jew is heartbroken. Over what? Over the loss of all that the Beis HaMikdash had given us, and what it meant when the Shechina was with us, and what prophecy, what Nevuah was, and what kind of Iskarvus we experienced with Hashem when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when Yerushalayim was the way it was supposed to be. Any Jew who is broken over the loss of Kavod Shemayim, of the desecration, the Chilul Hashem that's in this world, the unbelievable Chilul Hashem that's in this world now, even now, is Zoicha V'Roya in the present tense to experience something of what it's going to be with the third Beis HaMikdash. Is Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa, Lashon Haiva, is in the present tense. Ki Kvar HaYoyim Hu Zoicha. Already now, today, he already is Zoicha. We're going to see. V'Loi Rak La'asad Lavo. V'Ayidei Zeh, Hashem Yisbaruch Magbiya Aisai. V'Chol HaTorah Shelo, V'Atfilah Shelo, Therefore, one's learning, one's davening, especially during these days, but in particular during these 21, the Ben HaMetzar, the 3 weeks, but even for the entire year, can be a different madrega. That zaycheh v'roi, that a person, it doesn't mean that he actually sees like some picture in his mind of the third base of Mikdash. It means that he's zaycheh v'roi, that hiskarvus, a little bit of that hiskarvus, even now in his life. That's why we're going to learn. Yeah, that's what we're going to learn. I'm going to talk about this in Mitzvah more next week. That's what we're going to learn. That one of the strongest, most powerful kavanas for a Jew to have when he davenes, brought down in Talmid Rabbi Yonin in Brachas, is that if you're having difficulty concentrating in davening, to think of Yerushalayim, to think of the Beis HaMikdash, right? To try to imagine yourself standing by the Kaisel, it's a very powerful image to have in front of your eyes, right? Because that place of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim is the place of Hiskarvus, of the greatest closeness between Hashem and a Jew. Therefore, to the extent that we attach ourselves to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, and even things like learning Hilchos Beis HaBechira, I try always during this time of the year to learn Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira, just to feel, I mean, to do something. I don't know, well, in learning that there should be something special. So I'm not learning right now Kodshim. So in addition to the Masech that I'm learning, I always like to learn during the 3 weeks, to learn the Beis HaBechir of the Rambam, to learn the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, you know, to get a feeling of what it was and what it can be. One of my students told me that they have a computer program where you feel like you're walking in to the Beis HaMikdash. And it sort of takes you on a tour through the Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing, but really it's good to learn to learn Rambam, to learn the sugyas, and to have a connection. And you know that also is part of v'shen chalkeinu b'sarisacha. That's also part. But the Chavetz Chaim was begging Jews to learn Kodshim. The Chavetz Chaim was begging, and Rav Kook was begging Jews to learn Kodshim. And they understood it wasn't just a question of a chelik of Torah that was being neglected. It wasn't just a portion of Torah that we weren't focusing on, but it was also to bring Geula. It was also part of the Chavetz Chaim lived every single moment of his life with that tension of bringing Geula. That's how he lived, and Rav Kook lived in such a way, right? Of Geula, in that place. So it's also in terms of our learning. So he says here, "Kamesha Kosev Abnei Yisaschev Aid Harbet Tzadikim Suzma Kosev B'Chinazu Shekshihu D'Yoshev Lilmai." This is an amazing thing that it says in the Sfarim Kedoshim. When a Jew sits and learns, he's not learning well. It's not going in. He's not understanding the pshat and teisves. It's not clear to him. He's not able to concentrate. It's not going. Kolech lefidar gosa. Hasmada. Maybe he's just not able to focus. He's not being masmin. He's not learning. Havani. He's not understanding properly. Hasaga. He's not grasping. So the Bnei Soscha wrote, Yismarmer al hagolus v'yispalo al hagula. Bnei Soscha said that stop for a moment and cry a little bit, think a little bit about the Churban, the Churban, and daven for a second about the Gula. Try this. It's an unbelievable thing. And daven for Gula, for redemption. For L'chayre, he says, Maha Shaykh is ben adagi b'tar l'golos. What's the difference? I can't understand Tosis, so I should daven for Gula. You know, if you say that to someone you know, who wasn't brought up with Chassidus at all, they'll say, Faket, that's the surest way to lose Tosis, right? So what did the Bnei Soscha mean? Bnei Soscha was a fine Talmud Chacham, as you know, he's a Gaon Olam. What did the Bnei Soscha mean when he said that if you're having difficulty with Tosis, you have difficulty with Pshat and the Masha, that you stop for a moment and you try to think about, you try to daven a little bit for Geula? What's the Shaychus? There are many, many explanations, many levels. One thing is, when a Jew has any shaykhis to the Beis HaMikdash, nishpa alav hashefa shal kimitzian teitzesayr. All Torah, all Nevuah, everything comes from Hatzian, everything comes from Yerushalayim. When a person connects to Yerushalayim, he's connecting to that makor, that source, that sino, that conduit, that pipeline of what? Of Torah. Kimitzian teitzesayr, devar Hashem Yerushalayim. that shefa, that bracha was in Yerushalayim, because that's the place of the Aron Habris, of the Luchas Habris, of the Torah. Hakruvim. Hashem is bracha mashpia lav bekeiches nifloim shavon na'aditi l'chasham. The place where Kiv Yochel, Hashem is bracha, meets a human being is in the most profound way, that's in the Beis HaMikdash, that's in Yerushalayim. Therefore, if you're not understanding Tosis, so there's something wrong, you're not meeting, your mind is not meeting up with Hashem's mind, Kivyachal. Hashem's mind is the Torah. That's Hashem's mind. When a Jew is learning Torah, he's trying to attach his mind, Kivyachal, to the mind of Hashem. You're not understanding, you're not grasping, you're not concentrating. So, therefore, the B'nai Sosos teaching that when a Jew stops for a moment and thinks about Yerushalayim, thinks about Golus and Davin Svegula, then he's connecting to that place of V'nei'adti L'cha Hashem, I will meet you there. That means it's a place of the Oren, of Torah, of what? Of meeting Kivyochel Hashem. V'shal kol ha'b'chin l'shal Beis HaMikdash, v'hum b'smalei im shefa shal toiv li Torah Picha. And he's filled with this shefa, this unbelievable bracha of what? Toiv li Torah Picha, that Hashem, I love your Torah, that the Torah is wonderful. Like it says in Mishnah, that a Jew sits even if he's learning by himself. That the Shechina is Yoshev, it says in Perek that is Yoshev Vishani Kenegdai, that when a Jew is learning Torah, even though it's good if two are learning Torah, three, Givaldi. But the Mishnah says, even if a Jew is learning Torah by himself, Chazal tells us that the Shechina is Yoshev Vishani Kenegdai, that Kivyochel, that the Baruch Shalom is Yechavrusa, that the Shechina is learning with you. Yoshev Vishani Imai. That when a person thinks of Yerushalayim, thinks of the Beis HaMikdash and Davos Vagula, then the Shechina Kivyachal is Yoshev Vishayna Ima, then the Shechina is sitting and learning with you. Every Jew has to face, when he davens, faces Yerushalayim. Why do we have to face the Beis HaMikdash? So it's just a nice idea that we have this romantic connection to Eretz Yisrael, so we face Yerushalayim. No, it's in order that we should be able to daven. In order that we should be able to daven, we have to turn to that place because that's the place of an Adati L'Chasham, and therefore our tefillas go through Yerushalayim by way of Chevron. The Zoya says it passes through Marsa Machpelah and then goes to the Baruch Shalom Kiddush. Right. So we have to. That's a whole different sugya of heaven. So we have to face Yerushalayim because that's the place of an Adat L'cha Hashem. And it's not just a question of facing that direction. It's by thinking and focusing on Yerushalayim and imagining oneself. Standing, let's say, I might have mentioned in the past, but you know, that I've been zeichet to be in Yerushalayim a number of times. I like to daven by a certain spot by the Kaisel. All the years, I like to daven by this spot. So, I mentioned in a shir in Brooklyn a few weeks ago that I once had a Maradiki experience there, that I was thinking about the story of one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, that he walked from Tzfas to Yerushalayim, and he was able to see a vision of the Shechina as a woman in dark clothing by the Kaisel, crying. And he saw a vision. Obviously no one else saw that. He saw that vision and he fainted, and then he saw the Shechina dressed in white clothing, and he came back and he told the Ariya Kaddish. So when I was some years ago, I was at the Kaisel, so I was wondering if anybody knew where that was, where by the Kaisel that took place, where did that happen. I was just curious if anybody knew such a thing, and you know, how many people know this story and whether anybody knows where that is. And I was thinking about that, and I was walking away from the Kaisel. And I was coming to the place, you know, where they give out the paper, the yarmulkes. So I was walking past there, and all of a sudden someone says, Moshe, Moshe, and there's a friend of mine, a Breslov, a real Breslov, a Bam, it's like one of these, an unbelievable Jew. So he says, listen, Moshe, let me show you the place where that Talmud of the Ariya Kodesh had the vision that we have a Kabbalah in Yerushalayim, where that was, which stone. I didn't say a word then. I couldn't even talk, and I went back, and he took me to the place. And ever since that time, so I like to daven there. So when I'm trying to concentrate by davening, and by learning I do this also, when I'm by myself, that it has a certain smell and a certain feeling, also the stone. And I try to remember that, and to smell it, and to feel that stone by the Kaisel, and it has an unbelievable kach to connect you to tefillah, to davening, and to learning. And this is why we can, this is, the reason is because that's the place where it comes from. That's the place of Zeh Shaar HaShamayim. That's the place where the Gemara says, Shmaiva Ar Nashka Hadadi, which are heaven and earth are kissing each other in that place. Therefore, if I can't understand this Taisis, it's because I'm too far from Shemaim. I'm stuck in this world. If I can't daven, I'm stuck in Shemayim. So what do I have to do? I have to get onto that ladder of Yaakov Avinu, and that's the place of Yerushalayim. That's what that ladder is. It's in Yerushalayim. So what am I going to do? I can't run over. Some people, they could maybe afford in desperation to take a quick flight to Yerushalayim. By the time you get there, you already forgot what you were going for. But each and every one of us, in our minds, we could be any place. And the Baal Shem Tov says that where a person wants to be, that's where he really is. It's a klal gadol, that where your mind is, that's where you really are. That's why I've mentioned many times that the Baditshev once came to a Jew in Baditshev and said to him, Yankele, Baruch Haba, welcome back from Lemberg. So he says, not from Lemberg, from Leipzig. Welcome back from Leipzig. So this Jew says, Rebbe, I was never outside of Poland in my life, and I was never in Leipzig in Germany. So the Baditshev says, not true, during Shimon Esrei now, you were thinking of being in Leipzig. So I just wanted to give you Baruch Haba, welcome back to Baditshev. You know? That's not bad. He wanted to make some money. That's what the big fair was in Leipzig, right? Can you imagine if we had the Baditshev walking around Shul these days looking at us? Leipzig. Kule high. So a person is where his thoughts are. So therefore he says, Tzarech l'zbayin l'fnei ha'tfila al-beis ha'mikdish. That's why it's called Tel Piyos. That mountain is called Tel Talpiyos. Why? Because Chazal say it's the Tel, which means it's the mountain, that mound. All Piyos, all mouths are turned towards that Tel, towards that place, that mountain. Tel Talpiyos. Shekol Piyos Painim Lashon. Kitfilosu Shoshalim HaMelech. A Jew feels that love that Hashem has for him. When he thinks of Yerushalayim, he thinks of the Beis Hamikdash. And you could be mamish in another world. He could feel himself mamish being the Beis Hamikdash. Let's just start Gimel. This is what brings us to Tefillah, to the Inyan of Tefillah. Okay, so what are we supposed to do, the Maisa, to work on building the Beis HaMikdash, particularly during these days, aside from this thing that we have to work on that we don't know what it is even, B'mehevi Yemenu, what is it that all Jews can work on and you must work on in particular during this time? We're going to talk now for the next few weeks about how to improve our davening. Koyach HaTfila. Shalzer Ramaz HaKosov Kol Yaakov. That's what we have. The voice of Yaakov. That's our Koyach. Kol Yaakov. Zer Koyach Shal Cherv Pifi Yais. And that's called the Cherv Pifi Yais, the double-edged sword. Pifi Yais is what? Again, Ein Koychenu El Bepeh. Chazal say, Cherv Pifi Yais. What did David HaMelech mean? In the capital, right? Cherev pifiyais biyadam. Cherev pifiyais, which means it has two mouths, right? That's a double-edged sword. So Chazal say it means what David Melch was saying is that ein kaiyachim shi yisrael ela bepeh, that the strength of a Jew is with his mouth, with tefillah, with davening. That's the ikka kaiyach of mi pi oilulim v'yonkim yisada ta'oy, is the strength that we have. The ikka strength that a Jew has is with tefillah. Hakol kol Yaakov. That's the yisayid of all of Avodas Hashem, and that's the thing that our generation is mamish weakest in, the koyach haTefillah, the inyan of Tefillah, which our grandmothers and grandfathers, to them was a pashut, that this is the ikur of all Yiddishkeit, this Tefillah. And now it's so hard to concentrate by davening. It's so hard that people should at least respect Tefillah, right? The ikur is a kol kol Yaakov, and then it wouldn't be hayyadam yideis, it was chazal darshan. Kol Zman, that the call is the call Yankiv, what, in the Batei Knesiyos and the Batei Midrashos. As long as the voice of Yankiv is heard in davening and in learning, then Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav, then the hands of Esav have no control over us. There was a Maisa from the Blujava. So you know the Blujava went through terrible Yisurim in the Holocaust. So there's a Maisa, you know, his identity was kept secret in the concentration camp. It was in a forced labor camp, but it was kept secret because the Germans, whenever they knew that this was a rabbiner, that it was a tzaddik, or it was a Rosh Hashiva, a rebbe, then they would torture them. So he went without a beard, without a pace, he was shaven. He was wearing the same uniform as everybody else. So there were only a few Jews from Bluzhe that knew that was the Bluzhe Rebbe, and they used to try to help out and take care of him, but like this, he was incognito. So the Germans, Yimach Shemam, the Germans used to, it came time that once a day they gave out some disgusting slop for them to eat, a little piece of moldy bread. So everybody was standing in line there. Everybody was standing in line. And there was, and they gave a Jewish boy, had the job to give the food. And the Germans were standing with the guns watching. So the Bluzheva was online, like everybody else. So he's standing there in line. And then he went with his little piece of bread, junk. He went there on the side of the Bluzheva, and he was bareheaded. And he put his arm and his sleeve over and on the side, and he made the bracha. So then, all of a sudden, that boy, who was dishing out the stuff, he came running over, and he started to cry. He says, "Heligay Rebbe, Rebbe." So he says, "What do you mean? Who am I? What are you calling me a Rebbe? I'm not a..." He says, "You're the Bluzheva Rebbe." And the Bluzheva Rebbe recognized him as a boy from town. And he said, "How did you know?" The Rebbe was so embarrassed not to have his head covered, not to have a beard. So he says, "How did you raise his Rebbe?" He said, "There was only one Jew in Bluzheva that I grew up knowing that made a bracha like that. And I recognized the bracha." So the Bluzheva said that when he heard this, he started to cry. And he says, "Rabbi Shalom, this boy recognized my voice. Right? So you promised, as long as it's Hakol Kol Yankiv, then Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav, as long as our voices are still the voices of Yankiv, then the hands of Esav won't have any control over us." No? You made such a haftacha. So the Bluzheva said he knew then, he believed with all of his heart, that the Jewish people are going to survive. When that boy recognized Hakol Kol Yankiv. So this is the Inyan of Tefillah. This Inyan of Tefillah in particular, during this time of the year, So just end with this paragraph that Navi Yeshaya said that the Baruch Shalom has appointed Shomrim to stand guards, to stand watch on the walls of Yerushalayim. Who are the Shomrim? What kind of Hifkarti Shomrim? Al Chamisach Yerushalayim, Hifkarit Yishayimim. Who are the Shayimim? Vecha Minyonim, Kosu B'Yishayim. The Yishayim say, Shakavan Akla Yisrael. It doesn't mean some guy that has a job. It means the Jewish people are the Shayimim. She'anu Kulonu Shayimim, Shashem is Baruch Hemed, they son. The Baruch Shalom has appointed us as guards of Yerushalayim in this world. Kamei Shekosov Kala Yem V'Chala Laila. Tomid Lo Yechshu, HaMaskim Es Hashem. But look what the Pasuk says. Hashem has appointed us as guards of the Jewish people all day and all night. We're the guards of Yerushalayim. And how are we supposed to guard of Yerushalayim? What are we supposed to do to the God of Yerushalayim? So it says in the Pasuk, Lo yachshu ha-maskim es Hashem. We're not silent. We daven all the time. The Jews are not silent. Maskim es Hashem. Al domi lachem. Don't be silent. Don't be silent, it says in the Pasuk. The Jews should never stop davening. Al domi lachem. Va'al titnu domi lai. And then the Navi says the most amazing thing. And don't let Hashem be silent. You don't be silent. And don't let the Baruch Yerushalayim kivyachal be silent. Ad yechainin. It's a gewaldige thing. Until the Baruch Shalom will build Yerushalayim and make it the pride and the splendor of the earth. You know when we said this? Do any of you remember when did we say this? This sentence. Excuse me. Al domi lachem val titnu domi lai ad yikainin vad yosim is Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz. When did we say it? In davening. You know, I just noticed this. It's the first sentence of Slichus for Shavuos HaBetamuz. You know, there are three little sentences. A lot of people don't even bother. They just get to the big one, right? It's the one that says afterwards, Karachim, it's a klinikai. In other words, the first thing that we say when we start the 3 weeks, Slichus, Shavuos HaBetamuz, the first capital begins with this sentence. This is the first sentence of Slichus of Shavuos HaBetamuz. What? Al domi lochem val titnu domi loy ad yikoinev ad yosim es Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz. Not to be silent. So you would think, not to be silent until the Baruch Shalom, not that the Baruch Shalom protects Yerushalayim, not that the Arabs are kept under control, that's not what we're davening for. So you would think, achutzpah, who are you? You're starting slichas by saying, I'm not going to be silent until the Baruch Shalom. Not only that he protects Yerushalayim, but until what? It's going to be tehillah. It'll be the splendor of the world. So you think, who are you? Who are you? But this is the whole point. That a Jew has to know that his tefillahs count. And that his tefillahs for the geula, his tefillahs and his avodah for binyan beis hamikdash make a difference. And that's the whole inyan of Pinchas in the parash is Vayikach Roimach biyodai, right? He took the Roimach, the spear. Right? The Roimach. What's the Roimach? The Zohar Kodesh says, Reish Mem Ches, is Roimach the 248 of Kriyashma. Tevis of Kriyashma. Ramach, right? Of Kriyashma. And that, and also Beroig is Rachamim Tizkar. Rachem is Roimach. So what does that mean? Is that Pinchas, the whole Jewish people felt, who are we, who are we? We can't stop this. There was one Jew, Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKohen, is Veikach Roimach Biyadai, and nicely B'Yisi Shalom, that Pinchas got up, and he took what? He took the spear, which means he took the Koyach of Tefillah, Beroig is Rachamim Tizkar, Rachem Tizkar, that the Baruch Shalom's Rachamim is for each and every Jew. And with that Koyach of Tefillah, he was able to bring a geula for Yisrael. So too, that we begin slichas by davening ad yukoinev ad yosem al yishlaim tehillah baratz. Slichas for the 3 weeks for Shavuos of Tammuz begins with these words, because it's telling you that you should know that your tefillahs for Yishlaim, your tefillahs for geula make a difference, and you have the right to yell and to scream and to demand, because hakol kol yakiv, and then it's going to be en hayidayim yidei esav. Kol panam, we should at least begin to get the work on, and we'll continue b'ez Hashem next week.